Older ministers should educate younger workers. God calls upon his aged servants to act as counselors, to teach the young men what to do in cases of emergency. Aged workers are to bear, as did John, a living testimony of real experience. And when these faithful workers are laid away to rest, with the words, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord," there should be found in our schools men and women who can take the standard and raise it in new places. While the aged standard bearers are in the field, let those who have been benefited by their labors care for and respect them. Do not load them down with burdens. Appreciate their advice, their words of counsel. Treat them as fathers and mothers who have borne the burden of the work. The workers who have in the past anticipated the needs of the cause do a noble work when, in the place of carrying all the burdens themselves, they lay them upon the shoulders of younger men and women, and educate them as Elijah educated Elisha. David offered to God a tribute of gratitude for the divine teaching and guidance he had received. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, he declared. Those who in the history of the message have borne the burden and heat of the day, are to remember that the same Lord who taught them from their youth, inviting them, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me," and giving them the light of truth, is just as willing to teach young men and women today as he was to teach them. It is wisdom for those who have borne heavy loads to come apart and rest a while. These faithful workers should be relieved of every taxing burden. The work they can do as educators should be appreciated. The Lord himself will cooperate with them in their efforts to teach others. They should leave the wrestling to those who are younger. The future work must be done by strong young men. The work is under the control of the author and finisher of our faith. He can and will give fitness to men of opportunity. He will raise up those who can fight his battles. He never leaves his work to chance. This work is a great and solemn one, and it is to go forward. It is not God's will that the fathers in his cause should use up their remaining vitality in bearing heavy loads. Let the young men shoulder every responsibility they can, and fight manfully the good fight of faith. The Lord knows better whom to select to do his work than do the wisest men, however interested they may be. It is God who implants his spirit in the hearts of young men, leading them to fight for him against great odds. Thus he inspired Paul of Tarsus, who fought with all his entrusted capabilities for heaven's revealed truth, against apostates who ought to have upheld him. God's servants will have today to meet the same difficulties that Paul met. This experience some have had who are now raising the banner of truth. It is such men who can stand in defense of the truth. If they continue to be learners, God can use them to vindicate his law. Let not the aged workers think that they must carry all the responsibilities, all the loads. New fields of labor are constantly opening before us. Let the young men unite with experienced laborers who understand the scriptures, who have long been doers of the word, who have brought the truth into the practical life, relying upon Christ day by day, who seek the Lord as Daniel did. Three times a day Daniel offered his petitions to God. He knew that one mighty in counsel was the source of wisdom and power. The truth as it is in Jesus, the sword of the Spirit, which cuts both ways, was his weapon of warfare. In word, in spirit, in principle, the men who have made God their trust are an example to the youth connected with them. These faithful servants of God are to link up with young men, drawing them with the cords of love because they are themselves drawn to them by the cords of Christ's love.